1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now concerning the collection for those who have been set apart for God, you should follow the same instructions which I gave to the gatherings of the called out ones in Galatia. On the first day of the week, let each one of you set aside something according to how he has prospered, so that no collections will be made when I come. And when I arrive, I will send whomever you approve with letters to carry your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems good for me to go also, they will go with me. But I will come to you after I have passed through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia. But perhaps I will stay there with you for a while, or even spend the winter there, so that you may send me out on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now, when I am just quickly passing through, for I hope to spend some time with you, if the Lord permits it. But I will remain at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door of effective service has been opened for me, but there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy comes, see to it that he is well received, thus having no reason to be anxious while he is with you, for he does the work of the Lord, as I also do. Therefore, let no one look down on him, but send him forward on his journey in peace, so that he may come to me, for I expect him with the brethren. But concerning Apollos, the brother, I pleaded with him to come to you with the brethren, but he was not at all willing to come at this time, but he will come when he has an opportunity. Be watchful, stand firmly in the faith, behave like men, be strong. Let everything you do be done in love. Now I plead with you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the firstfruits of Achaia, and that they have agreed among themselves to serve those who have been set apart for God. That you also be yielding with them and with everyone who helps in the work and labors. I rejoiced at the arrival of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. Consequently, be able to recognize ones such as these. The gatherings of the called-out ones in Asia send your salutations. Aquila and Priscilla send you fond greetings in the Lord, along with the gathering of the called-out ones which is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet each other with a holy kiss. I, Paul, send my greetings written in my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be anathema, that is, cursed. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with you. My love is with you all in the Anointed One, Jesus. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. This is also the end of the book of 1 Corinthians. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.